What if happiness is just not enough? I mean, there are people out there that swear that having money brings them happiness. There are other people that swear that health is where it's at for them. Yet other people say that fulfillment in life, doing things that help others, that's where true happiness lies. Well, what if the truth is that those are maybe the three pillars of happiness and you need all three? So let me elaborate on that. The thing is, if you think about this, maybe you do have a lot of money and you can buy whatever you want. So why wouldn't you be happy? Well, maybe your health is not 100%. Maybe it's not just your physical health that's not 100%. Maybe it's your mental health. Maybe it's your spiritual health. Maybe you work out, you feel pretty good, but you eat at irregular times. You eat whatever it is that you can get your hands on. And sometimes you overeat. Sometimes you don't eat at all. So all these things are going to affect the way you feel. Yeah? So what if maybe you do have a lot of money? Maybe you have great relationships. Maybe you also have good health, but you're not doing anything that you feel helps people. You're not following the dreams you had when you were young, things that you thought were going to the things that you wanted to do in life, basically. So you don't feel like you're contributing to anything. That could also keep you away from being happy. Or you could be doing something that helps other people, that actually makes a difference in the world. You could have your health. You could feel good about it, so your mental health and spiritual health are up high too. But unfortunately, what you're doing doesn't really give you much time and freedom in your life, so you don't have time for anything else. You don't have the freedom to live your life the way you would like to. You don't have a lot of relationships going on because all this work that you do takes up most of it. And it doesn't really give you much money. So you're basically missing almost the entire pillar of wealth here. So what I'm talking about and what I am suggesting is that there are three pillars, and those are wealth, health, and fulfillment. And in the absence of any of those or any aspect within any of those, it is very difficult to have sustainable happiness. Now, don't get me wrong. I think that to be happy, the most important part is to accept life for what it is and to be basically at peace with it, to be at peace with life and to be okay with the way it is because you accept it. That is the first part. If you don't have that, I believe that with the pillars, it's not going to work either. Yeah. So that is the beginning of happiness. But that's when you decide that you want to be happy. If you decide, I want to be happy, then the first thing that you have to do is you have to be grateful for all the things that you currently have. Because if you're not grateful for what you have now, then basically you don't deserve to have the things you want. Because that's just the law of the universe. You know, being grateful for everything that you have now shows that when you have those things that you want, you'll be grateful for those too. If you're not grateful for these, what makes you so sure you're going to be grateful for those things when you have them 2, 3, 5 years down the road? So that's the beginning, gratitude. Be grateful for everything that you have. The next thing that you have to be sure that you do is you have to accept life for what it is. You have to accept everybody the way they are. You have to accept every situation the way it is. And then you have to look, can you do something about it? Is it in your control? Can you change something? If you can, then do it. But a lot of times we can't change other people. Well, a lot of times we can't. But we can't change everything. Some things we can change, some things we can't. You have to have a good idea of what you can change. If you can't change it, you just have to accept it, that that's how it is. And then decide what you're going to do. Either you stay away from that person or that situation, or you deal with it because that's just the way it is. When you accept that, you realize that you're going to feel a lot better because you're not going to be disappointed or get frustrated with the situation as much. Doesn't mean you're going to like it. It doesn't mean you're going to like the situation, but you know that that is the essence of the situation. That is its truth, and you accept it. Once you have gratitude, once you have acceptance, you're well on your way to being happy, because you're going to be happy at that moment. And if you can maintain gratitude and acceptance all the time, you're going to basically be happy all the time. The thing is that there's still a lot of other things that fall into happiness and what I'd like to call sustainable happiness. So if you want your happiness to actually be sustainable, you need your health, you need wealth, and I'll get to what I mean by wealth, it's not just money, and you need fulfillment. So let's start with health here. So health plays a big part in everything that we do. Without your health, you have nothing. But health is divided into three different sections. We have your physical health, we have your mental health, and I mean mental health in every single way. I don't just mean when you have a mental illness or other things of that nature. I mean the way you are thinking, the way you go about handling stress, the way you go about handling life in general. How do you feel up here? This is very important, your mental fitness. And your spiritual health is also important. You got to take care of all those three, because if those three are not in harmony with each other, then your overall health will suffer. So if you have that, you're good. But you still need two other pillars to really close this out for sustainability. The next one is wealth. And wealth, everybody usually thinks about money here. And that's perfectly okay to do, because it is one part of it. Wealth means an abundance of the things that you want. The abundance of the things that make you feel good, of good things. Things that you consider good. So money is important. You have to have money to live. And honestly, one of the things that I've come to realize is that the more money you have, the more people you can help. So there's something about money. There's a relationship that a lot of people, I would say most people, have with money, and it's not a good one. Most people think of money as the root of all evil. People think of money as something that prevents them from being happy, and it's not. Money is a tool, and you can use money however you want. Money buys you experiences, and it buys you the experiences that will bring happiness to you. So money is important. So abundance of money is great. Imagine how wonderful it would be if you could actually live your life without worrying about how you're going to pay your bills next month. You just paid them, and you didn't worry about that. And you had enough money that you could have the things that you want to have, and you could actually help family members and friends that may be needed. Maybe you could help a friend start his own business because you could invest in it. Or you could just help people by giving to charity. So money is good. Money is a good thing. Don't get mixed up on this. Having money is important and is good. But wealth goes beyond just money. Wealth also goes into relationships. And if you really think about relationships in general, you're thinking about everything. Your relationship with your spouse, your relationship with your children, your relationship with your parents, with your coworkers, with your clients, with your friends. I could go on and on the different types of relationships that you have. These are important, and a wealth of relationships is also good for your spiritual and your mental health. So you start seeing how these things actually start to intertwine. So the other thing that you have to look at when you're talking about relationships, when you're talking about money, and when you're talking about wealth in general, is that there are things that you really truly need to have lots of to have peace of mind. To have peace of mind, to put a smile on your face, to have good experiences, to make you feel good so your health is also good. The last part of this is fulfillment. And the thing with fulfillment is that we all have something that we've always wanted to be. Ever since you were young, you probably had this dream of a dream life that you wanted. And there were reasons for it. I wanted to be a rock star, and I didn't want to be a rock star just because I wanted to play music or because of the fame. Those were parts of it. Yes, the money part, you know, when you're a rock star, was definitely a part of it. But a lot of it had to do with doing something that could impact people in large masses. So for me, it's always been about being able to affect people emotionally in a large way, to large groups. And music for me was that. So my goal really, if you really think about it, the fulfillment part, yeah, playing on a stage full of people would have been fun. That would have made me happy for the moment, but it's not sustainable because when I'm in the hotel that evening by myself, I'm alone. But the difference is that when I am making a difference in people's lives with my music or with my message, let's just think about that in this way, where I'm up there and I'm talking to people, I'm talking to you right now. If I'm making a difference in your life with this video right now, then I'm actually fulfilling my vision, fulfilling my dreams, and that's bringing fulfillment to me. That's helping me because the fulfillment comes in doing that. And that means that you have to take care of your vision that you've always had. You have to take care of your dreams. Fulfilling your dreams is important to be able to be happy. Helping others gives you a sense of well-being automatically. And helping others puts a smile on your face. That means that your spirit feels good. That means your mind feels good. When your mind and spirit are good, your physical health improves. You have more energy to maybe work out, to maybe move around, to do things. By doing this also, you raise the possibilities of making more money because you're doing stuff that is valuable. And the truth is, no matter what anybody tells you out there, the only way you make money in this world is by offering something of value. Whether that's a valuable product, a valuable service, valuable knowledge, but it has to have value. You can't receive money for giving something that has no value. That's not how it works. Give valuable info. Give things from you, from the heart. Give what you have inside. That's going to make you feel fulfilled. You're going to have wealth. It's going to help your health. And when those three pillars are complete and you have gratitude and acceptance, then you have a shot at having sustainable happiness. I hope this video helped you. If you guys have any questions whatsoever on this, definitely put it in the comments below. This is something that I've been really working on lately, really reading up on this a lot because I find it fascinating how these three things really do come together. And I noticed that when one of those things is not there, it's really hard to have a sustainable happiness going. So it's definitely something that I'm interested in and I hope you are too. And if you are, please let me know in the comments. If you have any questions, put them in there too. I will answer all of your questions. And stay tuned for the next video. Thank you.